From WUIS, it's State of the State, where we talk about the effectiveness and culture of Illinois government. I'm Brian Mackey, and the State of the State today is that there is nothing new under the sun.
We have an antiquated tax system.
No new taxes for the beleaguered taxpayer.
Give the people of Illinois the ability to drive value for their tax dollars.
We must take as little as possible from our citizens in order to liberate the greatest resource that we have, the initiative of the individual.
If you follow state government long enough, you start to hear the same things over and over again. That holds even across four decades. Last week, I produced an obituary for the late Governor Dan Walker, who died at the age of 92. In listening to several of his speeches from 1975 and 76, I was struck by the similarities to the sorts of things we hear from politicians today, particularly Governor Bruce Rauner. So I thought we'd start with a quiz. I'm going to read a couple of statements, and I'd like you to guess who said it and when. There are two choices, Governor Rauner this year or Governor Walker in 1976. Here's number one. We must confront the special interests, the powerful lobbyists who would spend us into new heights of taxation. Rauner 2015 or Walker 76?
We must confront the special interests, the powerful lobbyists who would spend us into new heights of taxation.
Number two, real family income in Illinois has gone down. Families have been left with less income and more taxes. Let's go to the tape.
Meanwhile, real family incomes in Illinois have gone down. Families have been left with less income and more taxes.
And number three, there will be no tax increase. People do not want more taxes, and they will not tolerate more taxes.
There will be no tax increase. People do not want more taxes, and they will not tolerate more taxes.
If you're keeping score, that was Walker, Rauner, Walker. But you hear what I mean, right? All those statements could have come from either man, and the similarities are more than rhetorical. Both men came to power by defeating incumbents who were responsible for unpopular tax policies, a tax hike in Rauner's case, and the very birth of the income tax for Walker. There are also similarities in the public images the men crafted. Rauner's an ultra-wealthy Wall Street type who worked hard to seem like a regular guy, with that Carhartt coat and Harley Davidson and...
This old watch cost me 18 bucks. Pretty cheap, but it gets the job done.
Exactly. And who was Walker? Every bit the one percenter Rauner is today. A WASP, an Annapolis ring knocker, and a corporation lawyer for Montgomery Ward. His regular guy act consisted of a denim shirt, a corncob pipe, and a highly publicized walk the length of Illinois. And I love this detail. Walker tied a red bandana around his neck for his walk, and Rauner, the first day I ever laid eyes on him at the 2013 State Fair, had a red bandana sticking out of his back pocket, like he'd come in from the fields to give his speech. I wanted to run my ideas about their similarities past someone else, so I called Jim Nolan.
I am Jim Nolan. In 1972, I was the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor on a team with Governor Dick Ogilvie, and we were opposed by Dan Walker and his running mate Neil Hartigan.
Nolan wasn't just in the front row for Walker's 1972 campaign. He was actually on stage. And as you might expect from a member of the losing ticket, his opinion of Walker is not very high.
The red bandana and blue jeans as he walked across the state to promise change for Illinois that was really not forthcoming.
Both of these men come in after unpopular tax hikes. Both downplay their wealth with folksy images. Are they the same guy?
The public is always taken by the idea of change, and both Rauner and Walker represent change, and so there's that similarity. Of course, each governs somewhat differently. Walker was a populist and presented himself as a progressive. Rauner presents himself as a conservative who's going to manage state government more effectively than his predecessor. So there are some similarities, but I wouldn't want to push them too far.
Fair enough. I also ran my idea past my State Week colleague, Charlie Wheeler. He covered the Walker administration for the Chicago Sun-Times. Okay, you've got the populism, the red bandana.
Yeah, it's like the Carhartt and the cheap watch. Walker was a corporate lawyer, and he dissembled on the campaign trail. He didn't tell the truth, nor did Rauner, although I guess nowadays nobody does. And his first budget was totally phony, as is Rauner's.
That sounds harsh, so let me cut in here with a bit of background. Rauner is assuming we'll save billions of dollars by changing the state pension plans, and right away, like there won't be a lawsuit, and like it didn't take years of negotiations to get the last pension change through. And that's just one of the questionable savings. Few people in the Capitol will hold a straight face while saying Governor Rauner's budget plan is balanced. Okay, back to Walker.
Part of it was he campaigned against Ogilvie, saying, in essence, saying that it's Ogilvie's income tax, we really don't need the income tax. There's all this waste in government, and my first budget is going to cut, I think the number was $600 million in waste. And back in the day, there were two afternoon newspapers in Chicago, the Daily News and what in its final throes was known as Chicago Today. It had been the Herald American. So he does no briefing the day before. On Wednesday at noon, he drops the budget. And immediately, the afternoon newspaper guys flip to the bottom line and see, is this less than what Ogilvie's was? Yeah, and it was less by $600-700 million. So those were the headlines in the afternoon papers. Walker keeps his promise. It wasn't until you actually read through the document that you realized he had a lot of phony stuff in there. For his capital program, he did not appropriate the full cost of the projects. He also had some fantastical cut in the welfare caseload, something like, we're going to get a quarter of these people off welfare. And it was just a fantasy budget, but he got the headlines that he wanted.
There is nothing new under the sun.
The difference is, of course, Dan Walker didn't have all the money in the world.
Right, right.
And Dan Walker didn't try and take over a party that was essentially, what would you say, about ready to shut down anyway. Which is a big difference.
Okay, fair enough. Rauner's money is a big, 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 big difference. But there are still depths of synchronicity we've not yet begun to tap. Next time on State of the State, criminal justice, where what's past is prologue.
We have to both prevent crime from occurring and reform the parole system and the reentry process, so that the same people are not returning to prison over and over.
The sentencing and parole system that we now have in Illinois and throughout the nation is a dismal failure. It does not deter, it does not punish, it does not rehabilitate, and it should be scrapped.
The way people talked about crime and punishment in the 1970s both described what's wrong with our system today and laid the groundwork for what's wrong with our system today. That's next time on State of the State. Thanks for listening. I'm Brian Mackey. It's just deja vu all over again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I have to admit, and obviously I hadn't been thinking about Dan Walker that much before today, but watching things that Rauner's done, I'm thinking to myself, man, that's just like Walker did.